We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, enriched the Islamic thought with his fabulous maxims and comprehensive expressions in all the fields of human life that he used to spread among the people. These maxims and expressions can be adopted as a comprehensive program and a complete instruction to solve all the problems of humanity in the present day. In addition, the majority of these maxims have been in the highest level of eloquency and fluency, and they have been characterized by their beauty of composition, the preciseness of the writing style, and the magnificence of the statements. And so, these fabulous maxims and comprehensive expressions and statements of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, are considered to be one of the essential resources of Arabic literature and grammar, as well as one of the treasures of Muslim heritage. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we're humbly speaking about the dialogues of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. So there's this very interesting and beautiful conversation that occurs between Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and this atheist. And the atheist puts forth a lot of various different questions. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, his eminence, response to these questions. Again, not only are the questions and answers both very interesting, but we learn a lot even in the present day when it comes to these questions. Now, what's interesting is that perhaps, 1,000 years later, when we're going through these questions and answers, they might not seem to be very, impressive. But when you go 1,000 years into the past, you will realize that these questions and the answers both are incredibly impressive. Of course, the answers are impressive, but even the questions are impressive if you put it into the context of 1,000 years ago. And really, a lot of these questions that we're going through are the fundamental foundations and pillars of even modern-day atheism. So the atheist, he asks, is it true that the good deeds of a slave are his own actions, and the bad deeds of a slave are his own actions as well? And so here what the atheist is trying to say is that that there is complete free will, absolute free will. And so how? Because the good actions that a human being does are solely only from themselves. And on the other hand, all of the evil actions that a human being does are solely from themselves as well. So it's this idea of complete absolute free will, of course, without using the term absolute free will. So it's kind of a tricky guy, this atheist. So, is it true that the good deeds of a slave are their own and the bad deeds of a slave are also their own? And so here we find that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and this is what's really beautiful, His Eminence Imam Sadiq, peace and blessings upon him, he can see through the veils of the question and see what this person is really asking and the different traps that are being set. And so His Eminence says, the good deeds of a servant are their own actions, as well as being commanded by the Almighty Allah. And the bad deeds of a slave are their own actions, while Allah has restrained them from those actions. So, in a very beautiful manner, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he destroys all of the various dimensions that this individual was trying to bring up with his one very beautiful answer. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. My name is Muhammad, and I'm very happy to be invited by Brother Mahdi to this segment of the program, Dialogue. Today I'd like to read to you a passage about the Islamic lifestyle according to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This passage is extracted from a book titled The Life of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, written by the great Iraqi Muslim historian Allama Baqir Sharif al-Qurayshi. He was born in 1344 after Hijra in the city of Najaf. This great scholar is well known for his books on the biography and conduct of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Please stay with me. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam was the most generous person of his time. He always tried to donate to the poor and the deprived. Narrators have reported many examples of his generosity, such as the following. 1. Mufaddal ibn Rumana, one of the trustworthy companions of Imam al-Sadiq, visited His Holiness and complained about his bad conditions, asking the Imam alayhi salam to pray for him. The Imam asked his servant to bring the package which Abu Ja'far had brought. When that package was brought, the Imam said, "This package contains 400 dinars. This may assist you." Al-Mufaddal said, "I swear by Allah that I did not come for this. I just wanted to ask for your prayer." The Imam alayhi salam replied, "I will not forget to pray for you." Our Imams know what we need even if we don't tell them. They always pray for us.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.